Did you ever stop to think what a strange world this would be if suddenly all the birds stopped singing? Not so easy to realize, is it? For I imagine the first music ever to greet the ears of man was the song of a bird. It may not have been a robin, bluebird, or nightingale, but some harbinger of spring bringing into the world of man the sounds of music. Have you ever watched a bird fly? Of course you have. It's pure magic. Why? Because this winged wonder of the world is the most eloquent expression of nature's beauty, joy, and freedom. I feel sure that man's first thought of an aeroplane was inspired by watching a bird fly. The space age itself owes its success to these heavenly creatures. And who knows, but the astronaut's first trip to the moon might never have been conceived were it not for the magnificent structure of a bird's wings. The shape and formation of each tiny feather is designed in an original and intricate pattern and is set in perfect precision by our Creator. Most of my life has been devoted to people, and it has been a most rewarding and happy experience. However, many years ago I became enamored of birds and animals. Then, as well as now, it seemed to me that beauty and goodness of life should be one of the main concerns of the human heart and mind. Birds and animals have contributed greatly to this beauty, for they impress upon the mind a love for the beautiful and the good. The scriptures tell us, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, pure, and lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. I mention this because it is of great concern to me that we are fast exhausting Earth's bounty of nature's beauty, pure air, fresh water, and wildlife. I am sure that we are annihilating the ecological balance of the world. And if we continue to ignore the principles of conservation, the birds will stop singing, animals will disappear from the face of the earth, and man is sure to follow. Whether man is cognizant of it or not, all down through the ages he has been dependent upon wild and domestic creatures for his very survival. Birds and animals have served and conferred many benefits upon man. To name but a few of the earliest living domesticated mammalians. The oxen, a beast of burden, historically and most valuable animal to man, and of great economic importance. Goats and sheep for the past 5,000 years have provided food and clothing for people all over the world. The horse, this ancient and noble animal, has not only been a close companion to man, but one of the most useful in the advance of civilization. The dog, his indescribable faithfulness, having to give his life for research if need be, to protect man's life, as well as guiding the blind to safety. This remarkable canine conjures up a magic all its own, with its individual temperament and distinguishing features. One can learn the constancy of friendship from that lovable creature, the dog. Another animal is the cat. This aesthetic and mysterious feline, domesticated in Egypt thousands of years ago, has saved many a ship's cargo at sea, as well as protecting communal life-giving grain reserves on land. Whether pedigreed or not, a tabby makes a delightful pet, with its native grace, dignity, agility, beauty, and charm. Have you ever watched a cat relax? It stretches gracefully, yawns, curls up into a fur ball, and gently goes to sleep. This animal best exemplifies the art of relaxation, which man is so in need of today. As with human beings, birds and animals do communicate with each other, but through ESP or extrasensory perception. If we but comprehend and learn enough about them, they can and do communicate with us. Let us dedicate ourselves and teach our children at a very early age to understand, respect, and have a deep abiding love for all four-footed and winged creatures, and for all living things. Many years of research, time, patience, and much love have enabled me to accomplish what you will hear on this record. The canaries were taught to sing on command as soloists, duet, sextet, and chorus. It is a treat when a lone bird sings occasionally, but to say that a score of small birds can be trained to burst into melody at a word and then to cease at a word of command will doubtless cause the average person to smile in disbelief. Does it sound as though I am introducing a chorus of angels? Well, it's almost that. For here with me are Billy, Dick, Duke, Prince, Bobby, and Blue Boy, singing for your pleasure to the beautiful accompaniment of On Wings of Song.